Welcome to Heroes Asylum, Issue 21. She may not look like much, kid, but she's got it where it counts.
A quarter century ago, our two heroes were locked away in the asylum, exposed to decades of old comic books and pop culture magazines. Eventually, they broke free and are running the asylum. Now, they control what you hear. Welcome to Heroes Asylum.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to Heroes Asylum, Issue 21. That's right, we are now officially old enough to drink. So, we've been doing that way too long, though. So, we are here again, Issue 21. We are without our my trusty companion today. Apparently, he misbehaved, had to be taken down to the back room for shock therapy this week. So, hopefully, we will have him back very soon, next week, I'm sure. But, you know, he gets out of hand sometimes. The doc's got to handle him a little bit. So we are here, though. I wanted to make sure we at least got an episode out this week or an issue out for the inmates. So thank you all for joining, downloading, subscribing. You know where to find us, but I'll repeat it anyways. You go to heroesasylum.com, and that's where you're going to find everything for us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're going to be able to also find us for streaming on YouTube now, folks. That's right. We are now officially a YouTube channel. And also, we're going to be able to find us also on Stitcher and iTunes and a few other ones. Sorry about that. Just got a little distracted there. But today, we're going to go ahead and just jump right in like we normally do. I've got a few news articles kind of going over. And then I have actually my small review of X-Men Dark Phoenix. And then we'll go ahead with the show. So here we go. We're jumping in right into the admissions ward. That's right, folks. We are here once again to the admissions ward. It's been a quiet week, I guess you could say, on the news front. Kane was going to be going over our E3. He is our video game expert on the Asylum. I had dabbled a little bit, but not as much as I used to, but he's still very much into that world. So he was covering our E3. Unfortunately, won't have the news or anything this week. So next week, I'm sure we'll have a little breakdown of what he had got compiled together. But this week, we're going to talk about the news. And honestly, it seems like, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess either way you look at it, DC seems like it's been a heavy, heavy week for DC news. Some good, some bad. Some are indifferent. I kind of have a bittersweet taste on some of these, so we're going to go ahead and go through those. First thing is, they are talking, or there was talk through the grapevine of DC Universe, the streaming service that I've talked about, and Kane has talked about, that has Titans and Doom Patrol, and now just recently, announced or released Swamp Thing, and they're also putting in together Stargirls. There was talk in the background of a reevaluation of the streaming service, and I was kind of like shocked. I was like, "You haven't even been here a year yet, but you're talking about reevaluating." And then afterward, a little bit later, I think I read another article about 2 days later. I think it was where they were talking about that there's a merger happening between AT&T and Warner Media, and I think that's where they were talking about the reevaluation. But they just released, this week we did have the drop of episode 2 for the Swamp Thing, but they've already canceled Swamp Thing. And it's not because of poor ratings. It's not because it's getting bad reviews. It's actually one of the better ones I've seen. And when I say this, take this with the knowledge that I love Doom Patrol. I think Doom Patrol is an amazing show. I was a big fan of Titans. This really, if you're a horror fan of any sort, this one really grabs a hold of you, and it's great, great horror, and it delves directly straight into the Swamp Thing world, which I loved. But the news is, and again, this is rumor, I'm having trouble swallowing this one. They're saying it's because of taxes. Something happened. I think it was North Carolina is the state where they're doing the video or the recording, the shooting of this Swamp Thing, and they were saying something about taxes that they didn't get back what they thought they would get back for filming there. So they're canceling the whole show. I don't buy it. I don't believe in it. I honestly think that there's something more behind that. This is WB, DC. You'd think they would have the money to jump or, you know, jump and say, hey, you know, we're going to try something different, or we're going to, you know, maybe that state's not working. Maybe we have to go to another state. A lot of states with swamps, folks. You can find one. Going on with that, the kitchen, a trailer for the kitchen, which is a DC Vertigo trailer, just dropped today, or not today, last week, actually. And it looks really good. I wasn't aware of this. I had heard of the book, but I had never really picked it up. It was one of those Vertigo ones that never really caught my interest until I actually saw this trailer. And it looks very interesting. Looks, you know, set in the 70s, I think 78, 79, something like that. And they were showing basically a middle class, middle-aged women who somehow get mixed up into the mob and start their basically kind of their own family. And I thought, you know, and when I say family, I mean mob family. So I was really interested in that. So hopefully it'll pick up. It looks really cool. So cross my fingers that it looks good. Another DC, other than one of the, you know, the big comic book, you know, heroes. And speaking of which, we got our first Wonder Woman 1984 glimpse of not only Wonder Woman's armor, but also there was a still that got released this week that was actually showing Cheetah. And there was always a little kind of interest on what Cheetah would be like, because it'll, you know, there are a few different versions of Cheetah. One is a girl, you know, lady in a costume of a cheetah. Another one is a woman that has kind of been hybrid of a cheetah and, you know, human. And it looks as though they're going with a hybrid feel, which really looks cool. Can't wait to actually see what they do and you know, how they lead that story into it. But yeah, now this is for the Patty Jenkins 1984. It's looking really, really good on that. And like I said, the armor's looking really nice too. Gold. Kane did make a mention that he felt it looked a very Injustice League look. I can kind of see it, but that Justice was more of a standard Wonder Woman costume, so. But you know, hopefully we'll have something new coming down the pike with that one. So we'll see what goes on next.
Hello, parents. Do you want to send little Johnny and Julie off to summer camp this year just to get them out of the house? Well, don't forget to try the Winter Soldier Summer Camp. That is right, Winter Soldier Summer Camp, where you can send the children off for an adventure through the summer with canoeing, arts and craft, archery, espionage, and also how to betray your best friend. So folks, join in, jump online, get on there to wintersoldiersummercamp.com, and don't forget folks, we do offer an exchange student program straight to Wakanda. So come on folks and join us and let's have a happy summer.
This commercial is not endorsed by Heroes Asylum.
Now, speaking of Wonder Woman and WB, WB will not be making a presence at Hall H for this year's San Diego Comic-Con. Very big surprise. They will be having a presence at San Diego, but that's more in a promotion of the movie It, the second chapter. But they will not be at Hall H for anything, really. It's just really shocking because they did Hall H last year, and actually it was a big year for them at Hall H. There were a lot of WB DC hype, but not this year. I'm not sure what they're thinking. They have, you know, they have Wonder Woman dropping soon. They've got the DC streaming service going on. Not exactly sure. You would think a company like that would take advantage of the ability to have a captured audience. Your core crowd is right there. Unlike Marvel, who seems like lately they've been sharing the Disney convention, the D23. Looks like they've been sharing that a lot more with not just Marvel but DC and all of the other properties. So, but this is I was very shocked to hear that that they were going to be doing that. Also, some more news coming again. Like I said, this is a DC heavy week, so I do apologize, folks. We do have news that there will be two universes in the DC movie universe world. They're going to have what you would call the standard DCEU, which is the one we've been presented with: Shazam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, the Justice League series. But then they're saying that the other worlds will be kind of on their own. Supergirl will be coming out here shortly. We have Joker dropping in very soon. They even announced the new the Batman with Matt Reeves Batman. That one will actually be taking place in another world. It won't be part of the series. So I'm kind of, you know, upset with that. I thought we'd at least have a world build like Marvel did. And I'm not saying that they need to copy them and do everything that they did. I just think that it would have been good to kind of follow that world building and just take your time on it. There's no rush, guys. It took them a decade. X-Men, I mean, the X-Men series, that took almost 20 years. But yeah, just take your time, guys. We're all here. We're waiting. We've waited our lifetime to see this. We can wait as you piecemeal out these characters and get everything going.
Hello there. My name is Dr. Thaddeus Sampson, MD. I am a psychiatrist, and I am here to help you through the post-MCU Endgames trauma that you have been experiencing. I understand this has been a decade-long exposure and love of such great characters, but unfortunately, we have come to the end of many of these great characters. So if you are mourning the loss,
spoiler alert,
of Tony Stark, Iron Man, Black Widow, even the evil Thanos, I am here to help you. You just need to reach out and give me a call at 800-555-6969, and I will be able to work you through these tough and trying times. So please give us a call. And don't forget, never listen to those Hero Asylum guys.
This commercial is not endorsed by Heroes Asylum.
And that's going to bring us over to TV. Actually, we were talking about Swamp Thing earlier. Swamp Thing, and there's talk that some rumors kicking around the internet. I don't know if these are real, but smart thing would be to bring Swamp Thing in with John Constantine. If anybody is familiar with the Constantine character, made famous also, by Keanu Reeves a few years back. But also there was a TV series, John Constantine, and to me personally, I think the John Constantine that was on the CW. He's moved over to the CW. He was originally on another network, and for the life of me, and unfortunately, Kane is not here to get my back on this one. I am drawing a blank, but there's a good chance of pulling him in because I mean the Arrowverse is what it is. But I really, like I was saying, I really do enjoy the Constantine, the character that they have created here with him. And I really wish I could remember the character's name, and it's killing me. Or not the character, I'm sorry, the actor who played him. But I think it'll be a smart idea. Swamp Thing, Constantine actually do go hand in hand in the DC magic world. So why not just, put them together? It's magic in the waiting, no pun intended. And I believe our last little nugget of the week comes from, big surprise, folks, big surprise, DC again. I take that back. This last one is for a Marvel news. There is talk that they are searching or seeking out, I don't want to say searching, they've already found him, but they are seeking out to get Keanu Reeves, from John Wick fame and Matrix fame to play in the Eternals. Which I think would be a great inclusion into the Eternals with, I think they've already locked down Angelina Jolie. So to have that kind of star power in a series that, honestly, if you're not really into this, and I am a comic book fan, I do read a lot, very minorly familiar with the Eternals, so to bring it out to the world that really probably does not know the Eternals, I think having this kind of star power, I think, will be a big help for them. Something we've said before in the show is, Kevin Feige, we trust. I believe in him. I think he's got the right idea for whatever they're planning on doing for this. So hopefully, they'll get it going, and we'll have the Eternals here soon, and which I believe is going to be their part of their Phase 4. So, folks, that's going to wrap up for the admissions ward. So let's go ahead and get back over to the Heroes Asylum. All right, folks, that is right. We are back here from the admissions ward to Heroes Asylum. Thank you, inmates, for tuning in, downloading, like I said before. I am going to do a small movie review now. Kane has seen this movie with me. He'll go ahead and give his review when he comes back from the lovely shock therapy, I'm sure Dr. Oker is giving him. So hopefully everything will be fine after that. So what I actually went and caught, and I know this is probably running about a week late, but I wasn't able to do a live review right directly afterwards. But I went and saw X-Men Dark Phoenix on Thursday night, the night before it premiered. And I have to tell you, I was a little let down. I hate to say it. I wanted this movie to end with a bang. I mean, instead of a thud that it did. I thought we really needed this series. Not just this movie, but this series to end, with an exclamation point, especially with them being bought over and brought over into the Marvel. You know, hopefully they'll be brought into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, that would make perfect sense. So, not sure what happened there. I don't know if it just was Fox was like not caring anymore. I have read some behind the scenes things that they were kind of not really dialed into it. This movie really should have been, and this is my opinion, this movie really should have been a two-parter. They rushed a lot of the characters to explain where they were. Yes, we understood, okay, Scott and Jean were a couple now. We understood, saw bits and pieces that Xavier's become more part of the global community, and the X-Men and the mutants have become more global. Beforehand, they were sort of on that fence of, do we trust them? Do we not? But it looks as though they had become more globally, accepted and recognized. And I just don't think, I think the time that we have spent showing that, I think we should have had a little bit more time to explain how they did it. They probably could have pushed the almost borderline 3-hour mark that they did for Endgame. I think that would have really filled in the things I know I missed out on. The villains were sort of explained. Like I said, it was very, I even knew who they were, the Dabari, but the way they were explained to really wasn't that in depth. And the same thing with the Phoenix Force. And there were a few plot points that didn't connect from the last movie to this movie. So the writing was there. You could see the potential. There were moments I was like, okay, here it comes. They're going to start that role. And then, nope, then the role never picked up. Then again, another moment, I'm like, okay, here they go. They're going to start getting a little bit better on this, and they're going to dial in. And nope. So it was a constant up and down tease of, well, they're there, they're not there, they're there, they're not there. Acting wise, I think everybody was on point. Again, this is a great acting or cast, and always has been. Again, when we did our X-Men series or X-Men issue last week, we talked about our three favorite movies of the X-Men franchise that we think is good to be introduced into seeing this. My three were the first the new cast, because I feel that they really delved deeper and more. What's the word? I don't want to say more true, but that's the best one I can come up with at this moment. Sorry. To the actual storylines that were presented, the Days of Future Past was as close to that. I think that we could have gotten the Apocalypse storyline very close to that. I feel they were as close and true to the stories that they were using as their source material as they could be, because obviously we can't get a real true comic book movie. I mean, the Avengers Endgame is probably about as close as we ever could get and would get. But I just, again, not what I wanted to see for their swan song. I was hoping for more. And again, it's the movies where we'll see what they do. Hopefully with the merger again of Fox and Disney, that they will merge them into the world of MCU, and we'll actually start getting some of these scenes that we want to see, some of these great battles to, the Avengers against the X-Men would just be, again, I'd be on the edge of my seat, geek-gaz them all the way. So one day we will get these, I'm hoping. They have the X-Men and the Avengers, and they are talking strongly for Fantastic Four. We'll come to that bridge when we cross it. That one's still a little iffy on my side, but there are a few people that believe in the Fantastic Four. I understand the first family of Marvel. I get that. I just, my opinion is just simply, I just don't think the first family of Marvel translates well into the movie world. I think they're a perfect fit for just the comic book world, but translated over to the movie world, I think that's a little tough. We've already seen it attempted a few times, and it just failed each time. They went one way, didn't work that great. They went another way, a little bit darker, more realistic. It failed. But hey, I'm always one to, you know, that's up to for eating his word. So bring it on. Prove me wrong. I will be happy to buy a ticket. So, but guys, that is, like I said, this is a short episode. Kane is not here again, like I said. I'm going to keep this short, sweet. I just wanted to make sure we at least got out there, dropped some news for you guys, kept you up to date, and gave my little review of Dark Phoenix. We will be here next week. Actually, we are doing a movie watch along coming up here shortly. We should have that out by before our next episode, actually, our next issue. We will be doing Howard the Duck. Our voters out there spoke on Facebook, because we do a poll for the Facebook on our Facebook page about the movies that we're going to watch along, and we did select a few, but somebody was creative enough to add another option into there, and that option became a very popular one. So the option was anything that Kane hates will be the vote. And that won, actually, hands down, by a landslide. And so we delved in, and we have selected Howard the Duck from the 1980s with the Duck, obviously, Leah Thompson, and a very young Tim Robbins. So I'm looking forward to that. I can't speak for Kane. We will find out. But tune in, guys, because if he ever starts spitting venom again like he did on the Batman and Robin, it's going to be entertaining. I actually stopped talking because I was just having so much fun listening to him rant. So hopefully we will have that out before our next issue. So, and next issue will be issue 22. So we're just getting out there. So make sure you guys do check out our website, heroesasylum.com. That is where you will find all links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also our links to where you can find and listen to us now on YouTube, also iTunes, Stitcher. So Podbeam was our home. So you get definitely find us there. And I would be remiss if I did not say and remind everybody, because Kane does every week, that guys, we are live on Facebook. We are the ones that talk to you. We're the ones that interact. So please put anything out there. We'll talk back and forth. We'll banter back and forth. You know what? If you guys get out there and start posting stuff, that may become a subject on the show. And there have been a few of those that have happened in the past. If somebody's posted something and just Kane and I latch on to that and we just run with it. So hopefully you guys will jump on there and just join the family. Join the community, guys, because we have a great community growing out there right now. So don't forget, download, subscribe when you do find us. Like us on YouTube. And just get out there and just push the asylum and let everybody know that we are out there. So like I try to say every week, I sometimes do forget. Sweaty forever, folks. And in the infamous words of Kane, get to the asylum.